go zero mosquito for a zero mosquito yard. Call 770-828-5306.
Hey guys, I'm Chris Bell, the owner here at Zero Mosquitoes. So today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about Georgia's latest resident, the Juro spider. So over the last 6 months, I've received quite a few phone calls about this spider. Some of our customers have been seeing them in their backyard, and they're concerned that they pose a threat or a harm to humans. And they also want to know, how do you get rid of the Juro spider? So hopefully I'll be able to answer a few of those questions for you, and maybe you'll learn a little bit about the Juro spider. So here we go.
All right, so here's a picture of the female Juro spider. Its colors are blue, black, yellow, and red, and it's actually about the size of a child's hand or adult's palm. The male Juro spider, on the other hand, is different in color. It's light brown with dark brown stripes and is a lot smaller than the female Juro spider. The Juro spider was first discovered here in the U.S. in northern Georgia right around 2014. It would be considered by most to be a hitchhiker only because they arrived here by shipping container. The Juro spider comes from Asia countries such as Vietnam, Japan, Taiwan, and India. They're considered to be an invasive species. The female Juro spider lays between 400 and 1,500 eggs per year. With one spider laying that many eggs, that means that the population will continue to grow and they will be expanding into new territories. So there's probably no way that we'll ever get rid of the Juro spider, but that's not necessarily bad news because they are beneficial in many ways, and I'll tell you about that later. So here's a map of the areas where you're going to find the Juro spider. You can see they're primarily concentrated in northern Georgia. They have found their way into western South Carolina and a couple of areas in North Carolina. If you live in these areas, you've probably seen a lot of their golden webs all over power lines, even draped between trees. And come summertime, you might even see them right around your front porch. The Juro spider is going to spread outwards each year by about 10 miles. So within the next couple of decades, they're probably going to be all over the northern parts of the U.S. and southern parts of the U.S. So let me get back to the picture of the Juro spider. So I did mention that there are a lot of benefits of the Juro spiders. The first thing is they create a food source for Georgia's native birds. They also eat crop-destroying insects like the stink bug or the aphid. They'll feed on insects that you don't want around your house, like the yellow jacket and the hornets. But best of all, they do eat mosquitoes, so instead of all the citronellas that you have to light in your backyard, if you don't get mosquito control, all you need is an army of Juro spotters, and that should help knock down about 5% of the mosquito population around your property. But, of course, we are a mosquito control company, so we do have safe and effective barrier spray treatments that will eliminate about 95% of the mosquito population around your property. All right, so on to the question, are Juro spiders harmful to humans? Let's see. The Juro spiders are not harmful to humans. They are actually not aggressive, and they actually stay away from humans as long as you stay away from them. They are venomous, but their fangs are too small to break through human skin. How do you kill the Juro spider? The safest and the cheapest methods would be just kill them by direct contact. Simply take a broom, knock them out of their web, and I guess squash them with something. But some people actually prefer to use pesticide to knock down the spiders. So, of course, your local pest control professionals should have methods to killing them. We do also have another method. You can go to your local home improvement store like Lowe's or Home Depot. You can actually buy hornet or wasp spray like Hot Shot or Raid, and it kills them on contact. But make sure that if you do kill the Juro spider, you do need to knock down their web, only because another Juro will come along and take over their house, which is their web. But other than that, hopefully I've answered some of your questions, and feel free to comment below. And if you have any questions, hopefully I can get to them. But I appreciate you watching the video, and have a great day. Google Zero.